My name's Jess. This is Weekend Breakfast here on 2SER 107.3. Now, a study led by the University of Queensland and QIMR Bellhover Research Centre, Research Institute, used a new technique to uncover Zika mutations that help foster virus replications in mosquito hosts while hindering its ability to replicate in mammals. It all sounds very interesting and very complicated, but this morning we're going to learn all about it, because we are joined by Dr. Ying Zhang Zito. He is here to talk about this interesting development and how it is going to change how we're attacking the Zika virus. Zito, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, no worries, Jess. Thanks for having me again.
Now, tell us about this technique that you've discovered. What was it that your research was doing? Because it all sounds very cool and scientific, but I understand none of it.
Yeah, so no worries. Just give some introduction. Zika virus is a mosquito-borne virus. It's transmitted from one person to another through the mosquito vector. So in order for it to complete its transmission cycle, to maintain its transmission cycle, this virus has, over the course of its evolution, adapted to grow efficiently in two very different systems, in vertebrates like you and me, and also in invertebrates like mosquitoes. So this project, we wanted to see if we could search for mutant Zika virus that is only able to grow in one host, but not the other. So we use this method called deep mutational scanning, which essentially allows us to scan for like all possible mutations to Zika virus. In layman terms, it allows us to look for like all different possible versions of Zika virus that fits a certain criteria that we set for it. So in the paper that was published in Nature Microbiology earlier this week, we found two mutations, or basically like two changes to the virus's genetic information, which prevented it from growing efficiently in mammalian cells, which is us.
Mm.
But it had no effect on its growth in mosquito cells. So we found that, we made that virus, and we tested it in mice to see if it's useful as a Zika vaccine. And we showed that it protected 100% of mice from Zika infection without causing any signs of infection itself.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So essentially what this is then is creating a kind of path to a vaccine for humans. Is that right?
Yeah. So what we're interested in initially is just for the basic science, to learn more about Zika. But through using this system called deep mutational scanning, we actually found some interesting mutations that were actually useful for making a vaccine, and this can be translated to other viruses as well.
Mm. What other viruses do you think it could be translated to?
Well, we could do this on dengue, for example.
Oh, wow.
For West Nile virus, so all kinds of RNA viruses.
I guess the question then on everyone's mind is how far off a vaccine are we? Because this is still something that is killing like huge amounts of people around the world. It's still a huge, huge problem. So how far off of a very real, tangible vaccine do you think we are?
Well, first of all, Zika doesn't really kill adults. The most dangerous cause of Zika is the effect it has on unborn fetuses.
Of course.
Microcephaly.
Absolutely.
In terms of vaccine, what we're able to do here is we speed up the research to eventually make a vaccine, but we can't actually control the later stages of it.
Mm.
It's still an advance in research.
Yeah. How much do you think you've sped it up by?
Just take for example the yellow fever vaccine, which took like hundreds of passages over several years to get to the stage where it's safe enough to be administered in humans. So what we did here was just in a matter of weeks. So it's a really big paradigm shift in the ability to look for a safe vaccine.
Wow. Yeah. What's the next step in your research then? What's next for you and your team, Zito?
We're looking to study other functions of the viruses, of different viruses, in fact, not just Zika. We're looking into West Nile viruses, we're looking into dengue, so a lot of different viruses that we can use this technique on, and not only for vaccine purposes, we're also interested to study the basic virology of these viruses to understand how they infect, how they cause pathogenesis, and all these other questions.
Well, you and your team are doing incredible work. It seriously is really blowing my mind, the science that you're doing and how it's going to impact people all around the world. Unfortunately,
yeah,
CJ, we have to leave it there, but thank you so much for giving us some time this morning and explaining some more.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was Dr. Yin Zheng Sito. He is from the University of Queensland, chatting to us about the new technique he and his team have developed to understand the genetics of the Zika virus and how that could help us find a solution and create a vaccine to fight the disease.